You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Thy word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be back here another Saturday evening to bring forth the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God has been so good to us. He has kept us by his mighty power. And we are back here to continue in the Word of God. We are in the book or the epistle of James. And James wrote that letter to the 12 tribes of Israel, to the Jewish believers scattered abroad. But that this word is also for us during this season. Last week we stopped at, we finished chapter 2, and that was verse 26 of chapter 2. And then we are going to go on to chapter 3 this week. And we pray that you have your Bible with you and ready to go into the Word as we continue to seek the Lord through his Word and hear what James is saying to us through these words. So before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for who you are. Thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies towards us. Thank you for your love which never fail. Oh God, your love never give up on us. So we just thank you right now for this privilege to come, oh God, to bring forth this word. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll continue to lead, continue to direct. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will guide me into all truth so that, oh God, when your words come forth, oh God, it will pierce the hearts of your people, O God, bringing forth transformation. Lord, we thank you again for what you're doing in this season. Thank you that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. Thank you, O God, Almighty Lord, that because of your word we will not stumble. So I give you honor, I give you glory, and give you praise. And I thank you for all our listeners. Thank you, O God, for those that are saved, O God, whose lives will be transformed by the renewing of their minds. And thank you for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to know you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord. Father, I thank you, I bless you, I praise you, and I look to you, O God, by faith, in no other name but the name of Jesus. And I say amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. So we are going to begin chapter 3 of James, the epistle or the letter of James, James chapter 3. And last week we stopped in verse 26 of chapter 2. That was the ending verse. In chapter 2, and the ending verse of chapter 2 said, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. So James was just reminding us there that our faith has to be active faith. We don't want to have dead faith. So faith without action, faith without works is dead faith. So as the body without the spirit is dead, now we know that a body without the spirit in him is dead, a dead body. So faith without works is dead. So we want to have active faith in our everyday lives. Praise God, praise God. So we are going on now to James chapter 3. James chapter 3 verse 1 said, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. James was saying to the brethren not to be many teachers. That master there mean teachers. Being aware that stricter judgment shall come upon those who teach. People of God, this is serious. Stricter judgment shall come upon those who teach. This is telling us that as teachers of the word of God, let us not compromise the truth of God's word, but let us declare God's truth with clarity and obedience to the Holy Spirit. Let us practice what we are teaching and preaching, that we will not dishonor the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us be teaching the truth of God's word, people of God. Let us not be heretics who teach false doctrines, but whatever we teach, let it be coming from the Bible. Let it not be our words, but the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us come to understand that stricter judgments will come upon those that are teaching. So let us teach God's word, and let us always declare the truth, knowing that it is God's word that is doing the work, not our words, but God's word, which is alive and active. It does the work in the heart of humanity. So let us teach the word of God, and let us rely upon the word of God to do the work. We believe that God's word does the work. Let us teach it and preach it with clarity and precision. The Lord is calling us, people of God, back to the Bible, back to his word. The word of God tells us that the word of God, the good news of Jesus Christ, is the power of God unto salvation. So we have to come to understand that the word of God has the ability to save, to renew, to transform. The word of God is active and doing its work. So let us come to understand that we must teach the word of God and teach the truth of God's word. And let us not compromise the word of God. Verse 2 of James chapter 3. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. James was saying that we as saints in Christ, we are still causing others to stumble. But he was saying that if we are able not to cause offense with the words we speak, then we have become mature and able to control the whole body. We now have self-control. We are producing that fruit of self-control. That fruit is produced by the Holy Spirit. So when we are yielded to the Holy Spirit, we produce that fruit of self-control. So we are able to control ourselves. And we will not be offensive in whatever we are saying or doing. We will speak words that will not be offensive to others. We become mature Christians, where we weigh our words and we decide what we should speak and what we should not speak, because we are being led by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is producing in us self-control. So we want to be mature Christians. We want to be able to walk without stumbling and walk without being a stumbling block in other people's way. We want to be true Christians, true men and women of God, who will mature and walk in the beauty of holiness. Look at verse 3 of James chapter 3. We put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. We go on to verse 4. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. So James made reference to both the horse and the ship. The horse can be controlled by its master when that bit is placed in its mouth. The master or the rider can turn it, that horse, in any direction he wants it to go. The whole body of that horse is under the control of the rider because of that bit that is placed in that mouth. That bit is placed in that mouth so that that horse can be controlled by its master or its rider. Wherever the rider wants to go, he can turn the horse in that direction. Without that bit, the horse does as it pleases. So it is. Even so, the ship. Think of a ship, a large ship with a small rudder that the captain or pilot used to turn that ship into any direction he wants it to go. That small rudder used by the captain turns that big ship. The ship is under the control of the captain. And people of God, it is showing us that we as children of God has to be under the control of the Holy Spirit. We have to be led by the Spirit. We see even the horse has to have that bit in the mouth so that it can be controlled. The ship also with that tiny rudder, that small rudder that the captain can use to turn it in whatever direction he wants it to go. So look and what James was comparing the horse and the ship with. Look at verse 5. It said, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. The tongue is also a little member, but it what? It boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Now, this tongue can cause a great, great uproar. It can cause great contention. How great a matter a little fire kindleth. It can cause rift in relationship. It can cause so many devastating occurrences because of what is said from this little member of the human body. So we see here, people of God, where that big ship can be controlled with that small rudder. And the captain can turn it into anywhere it wants to go. The horse can be controlled by that bit that is placed in his mouth. But the tongue of human beings, the tongue of the individuals, can get out of control so many times and cause so much contention, so much rift, so much breach in relationship because of this tongue. So James was just reminding us so that we have to allow the Holy Spirit to control us in every area of our lives. We have to be under the control of the Holy Spirit so that we can now have our speech under control. Look at verse 6 of James chapter 3. It said, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. So James was saying the tongue is a fire. And when we think of fire, people of God, fire can be very destructive. Fire has its good properties, as we know, but it can also be very destructive. So James compared the tongue as what? Like fire. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. It's a world of iniquity. It can bring forth corruption. What we say, people of God, can bring forth such evil, such wickedness because of what we say. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body. What we say, people of God, defile the whole body. What comes out of our mouth is what is in our heart. And the word of God tells us, as Jesus himself spoke, that is what comes from the inside of you, defiles you. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if our hearts is corrupt, if our hearts are corrupt, then we know that whatever we speak will be corrupt and it will defile. It will not bring forth anything good. The whole body, it defiles the whole body and set on fire the course of nature. And when we think, people of God, even the literal sense of a fire, sometimes just one little strike of a little match can burn down acres and acres of land, destroy houses, livestock, people, and everything because of one little match. And sometimes one word is said can destroy relationship, can destroy families because of one word that was out of control, one word that was corrupt. So we have to understand that we have to ask the Holy Spirit as children of God to give us self-control, that we will be able to control what we say, so our tongue will not be on fire just speaking words that will destroy others. The word of God says, as James said, and it is set on fire of hell. It is set on fire of Gehenna. And this Gehenna was a place of waste and dump where there was constant burning in Israel. this place called Gehenna. There was constant burning. It was the dumpster where there would be constant burning. So they called that Gehenna. And that place was, that fire was always there because they were always burning all those rubbish and all those garbage and all those things were being burnt right there. So that was a place of constant burning. So James here referred to it, and it is set on the fire of hell, the fire of Gehenna. So we don't want people of God to be living in such a way that our speech is out of control. Our speech is just, we say whatever we want to say, and we don't care who we hurt. So we have to come to that place of asking the Holy Spirit to help us to live that life where our speech is being under the control of the Holy Spirit. Verse 7 of James chapter 3 said, "For every kind of beast and of bird and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind." Every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind. I look at verse 8 of the same chapter 3. "But the tongue can no man tame. The tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison." People of God, this is serious. The tongue, our speech, can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. No man, we can't control ourselves. We can't control our speech the way we want to. But we have the Holy Spirit who live with us and in us. So he's able to help us to control what we say, to put a bridle on our lips, what we say, to know that what we say must be in alignment with what the Lord wants us to say. So we don't just speak words loosely. We don't want to be those that just speak loosely. For the tongue is an unruly evil, James said. Look at how he described the tongue, an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. It's poisonous, people of God. What we say can destroy relationship. It can destroy homes. It can destroy family relationship. It can destroy all the relationship that we can think about. It can destroy relationship in the churches, in the workplace, wherever we are, because of what we say. Let us allow our words, oh people of God, to be seasoned with salt. When we turn to Colossians 4:6, it said, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that we may know how we ought to answer every man." So how we respond shows who is really leading us. How we respond in situation, people of God, shows who is really leading us. Are we being led by the Spirit of God? If we are led by the Spirit of God, then our words will be seasoned, will be always with grace, seasoned with salt. So we will always speak gracious words, attractive words. Our words will be attractive, people of God. People will want to hear us. People will want to be around us. We won't be slandering anyone. We won't try to destroy the character of another person with our words. But we will think the best of people at all times. Love does no ill to his neighbor. Love believes all things. He believes the best about the other individual. Love speaks what is right. Love speaks truth. So people of God, we have to come to that place of understanding. We can speak the truth, but it has to be in love. The word says, "Speak the truth in love that we may grow up in him." We want to grow up in Christ Jesus, people of God. And if we cannot control our speech, we are still immature Christians, babes. We want to grow up. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. The word of God tells us, "As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God." They are the mature ones. We want to be mature in Jesus Christ. We want to be those that show forth his glory and his praise. How we respond in situations shows who is leading us. So let not our speech rule us, and we do as we think we should do, or speak what we think we should speak, without even considering how it is going to affect the next person. So let us be careful, and let us not go around slandering anyone. Let us speak the truth in love, and let us always think the best of the next person. The Word of God tells us in James chapter 3, verse 9, therewith bless we God, even the Father. With the same tongue, with the same mouth, you are blessing God, even the Father. And therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. So James was saying that we are using the same mouth to bless God and using that same mouth to curse men who are made in the image of God. People of God, we have to be careful, and we have to come to understand what God is saying to us in these verses. Let us come to know that we can't use that same mouth to be praising God and giving God all the praise with our lips, but that those same lips are destroying our brothers and sisters with what we say about them. And remember, we can't be blessing and cursing with that same mouth. But if we are blessers, let us be blessers. Let us bless God and let us bless his people. But the Word of God reminds us to bless and not curse. Bless one another, but don't curse. But James said, you bless God, the Father, with that same mouth, and you are cursing humanity, which is made in the likeness and the image of God. So we have to be very careful as to how we live. We have to be very careful that we are not displeasing our God and our Maker. We have to come to that place of understanding that we need the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. We need the Holy Spirit to restrain us, to give us that self-control, to produce that self-control in us, which is a fruit of the Spirit. This is a product of the Spirit, to produce that self-control in us, that we will go forth and that we will speak God's word in truth, in honesty, but speaking it in love. Whatever words come from our mouth should be words that we speak in love, knowing that when we speak God's word in love, when we speak to others in love, they will know that it is for their own good that we are speaking to them. So we don't want to be those that go behind each other and slander each other and slaughter each other with our words. But we want to be people who build up, edify with our words. Let our words be with grace, seasoned with salt, gracious words, attractive words that others will want to hear us, will run to us, and will want to hear that word from us. Verse 10 of James chapter 3. It said, out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. People of God, James was just being practical here, telling these brethren the truth and telling us the truth today as we hear these words. We have to understand what he was saying. He said, out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things are not supposed to be. We are not supposed to behave like this. That's what James was saying. This is not supposed to be a part of our lifestyle. We are not supposed to live like the world. That's what James was saying. The world behaves like this, people of God. For the world will say nice things about you this minute, and as you turn, they will start to slaughter you. That's how the world behaves. But God is calling us to that high standard, higher standard than the world standard. We are the city set on a hill. Our standard is much higher than the world standard. So James said, brethren, these things are not supposed to be. You're not supposed to be blessing God with the same mouth and cursing his people with that same mouth. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things are not supposed to be. Look at verse 11. The word said, does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? A question was asked there by James. He said, does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? No, this cannot be. You cannot see a fountain that is springing forth two types of water, sweet water and bitter water. No. And James was just saying that our lives, people of God, style should be a lifestyle that exemplifies who our master is. It should show who our master is. Are we of Christ? Are we in the faith? Are we living for Christ? Are we people who will go and show forth the praise of our Lord Jesus Christ by the life that we live? We don't want to be that fountain that today we are sending forth sweet water, and the next time we are sending forth bitter water. We don't want to be a person who is blessing at one time and next time we are cursing. We want to be people of God who walk in holiness, who walk in godliness, who walk according to the will of God, who show forth his glory wherever we go. We don't want to be that fountain. Because a fountain cannot send forth sweet and bitter water at the same time. So people of God, we have to stop and ask ourselves, whose are we? To whom do we belong? Are we truly of Christ? So we have to come to understand that if we are of Christ, we are called to bless. Bless and curse not. So we have to come to understand that we are to bless one another and curse not. So we have to become Christ-like in every area of our lives. We want to be sending forth sweet water, not bitter water. Whatever we say, our speech, the word of God tells us, should be attractive. It should be seasoned. It should be gracious and attractive so that others will want to hear us. Others will want to be around us because we are bringing forth the good news of Jesus Christ, his love for humanity, his love for each and every one of us, and that he's coming back for us. So we have to come to that place of understanding who we are in Christ and walk by faith, trusting him, be blessers and not cursers, asking the Lord to just restrain us by his mighty power, asking the Holy Spirit to help us to produce the fruit of self-control. God bless you here this evening. We'll stop there for this evening and we'll continue next week in James chapter 3. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for this evening. We thank you for your word to us. We thank you that you are calling us to that place. Oh God, I've been led by the Spirit. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will lead us and guide us and give us that self-control, that whatever we speak, oh God, will bring honor to your name. We thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend and we'll see you again next week at the same time. God bless you.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.